With SDPB News, I'm John Nguyen. One legislative leader says the state Senate has little appetite to take up two key special session topics floated by Governor Kristi Noem. Governor Noem says she wants lawmakers to protect fairness in women's sports and to make changes to a voter-approved medical marijuana program during a special session this spring. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
Governor Kristi Noem wants legislators to change the voter-approved medical marijuana program by limiting medical marijuana plant cultivation to just three plants and prevent patients under 21 from inhaling marijuana. Lee Schoenbeck is the leader of the Senate. He says if changes to the medical marijuana program came up, they would have to be narrow in scope and limited to administrative rules that weren't controversial.
And even at that, there is very little interest, and I mean very little interest, in the Senate because I polled them. And that actually surprised me, to be frank about it, in taking that issue up at a special session.
Schoenbeck says the Senate advised the governor of the consensus among chamber members regarding that issue and also the Fairness in Women's Sports bill. He says they're bills that were taken up during regular session. The governor's office says Noem's executive orders will stay in place until there's legislative appetite to take up the issue. One mandates that K-12 schools only allow girls, as determined by birth certificates, to play on girls' sports. For college-level sports, her executive order suggests they follow suit. The Republican Speaker of the House is Spencer Gosch. He says the reason for a legislative process is so issues can be vetted by elected officials.
To preemptively say, I talked to some people and things don't sound good, might be a little premature. So the House is ready to do its work whenever it's called to do so.
Noem still wants to call a special session for late May or early June. If it's called, legislators could also take up how to spend nearly $1.4 billion in federal coronavirus relief money. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
Representatives of the Standing Rock Sioux tribes say the Biden administration should take action against the Dakota Access Pipeline. Standing Rock and three other tribes have sued the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for issuing an illegal permit for the pipeline under the Trump administration. Now they say the new president should not leave it to the courts to decide whether the pipeline should be shut down. Victoria Wicks has this report for SDPB.
Brandon Maui is a councilman with the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. He says President Joe Biden should follow through on his promise to become a leader in environmental battles and protect the Missouri River from potential oil spills from the Dakota Access Pipeline.
So it's not just the rights for Standing Rock to have access to those clean waters or to ensure that those waters are clean, but also millions of people downstream.
Maui says President Biden should do what other administrations have not done, require U.S. government agencies to sit down with tribes in nation-to-nation consultation and take seriously the expertise of tribal leaders.
If it's meaningful consultation, not only Standing Rock, but in my opinion, every tribe here in the United States can benefit from that.
Maui made his comments at a news conference following an April 9th hearing in a D.C. federal court, where a lawyer for the Corps of Engineers told the judge the agency doesn't intend to take action on the pipeline for at least a year after an environmental study has been completed. In the meantime, the pipeline operates without an easement. Standing Rock's attorney is Jan Hasselman of Earth Justice. He says in granting permits, the Corps of Engineers has historically treated tribal consultation as a box to be checked.
They show up, they listen, and then they go away and do what they were going to do anyway.
Hasselman says the Corps should consult with tribes as an opportunity to learn.
If they had listened to the tribe from the beginning and reconsidered where this pipeline was sited, this whole thing could have been avoided, but they didn't.
Another federal court hearing is set for April 19th. In the meantime, Hasselman and Maui say Standing Rock will continue to pressure the Biden administration to step in. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency is opening applications for COVID-related funeral expenses today. FEMA officials say up to $9,000 are available for each victim whose death may have been caused by or was likely the result of COVID-19. Money can go towards reimbursing expenses like caskets, burial plots, or clergy services. Applicants require documentation like death certificates and receipts. If approved, FEMA will send money by mail or direct deposit. Individuals can find more information on funeral assistance online at FEMA.gov. South Dakota's epidemiologist says he expects the UK variant will become the dominant strain of the coronavirus in the state. South Dakota has 62 cases of COVID-19 variants. Neighboring Minnesota is among a handful of states with some of the highest growth of more contagious variants. Epidemiologist Josh Clayton says more young people are being infected, and they need to be aware that the UK variant spreads easier and can be more severe in some cases. The Moderna, Pfizer, and Johnson & Johnson vaccines are still shown to be effective in fighting off the current variants. That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.